Tatiana, the abolition of death penalty is quite a sensitive issue in dialogue between Belarus and the Council of Europe. What progress has been made in this direction since last time?
First of all, I would like to say that the dialogue between the Council of Europe and Belarus on the question of the abolition of the death penalty started a long time ago, in 2000. And since then, as you know, there have been many convictions to the death penalty and many executions as well. So from that point of view, there has been no real progress. But there is progress in terms of dialogue, because now there is really a dialogue happening at all the levels with all the branches of the power, the executive, legislative, and with the judiciary, because judges and prosecutors have a very important role to play. And another significant progress is the fact that the civil society is increasingly included in these discussions. Today, we are discussing about the legal aspects of abolition. We are not discussing anymore about the societal aspects, whether public opinion should be followed or not, but we are really discussing the practical legal aspects. What is the role of the judge and the prosecutor before the abolition and after the abolition? What are the alternatives to punish the most serious crimes? Whether a moratorium should be decided by law or by decree. So these are the questions which we are going to discuss today.
If we look at international experience in this sphere, what achievements could be implemented in Belarus in the future?
It's very simple. I think that the Code of Execution of Sentences could simply remove the death penalty as a sentence and use life imprisonment, which is already provided for by the criminal code. So in reality, it is simple to achieve. It is only important to have strong political will. And this has been actually the experience in other countries. Sometimes death penalty was abolished as a precondition or condition for membership to the Council of Europe. Sometimes it was abolished outside the context of membership to the Council of Europe, but each time a strong political will was necessary.
And what is the importance of this seminar which is taking place in Minsk?
I think it's important because we are going to discuss very practical aspects, and various European experiences are going to be presented to show how death penalty was abolished in countries such as Armenia, Azerbaijan, the Russian Federation, or France. And it's important to recall that abolition has been a difficult subject in all these countries. The path to abolition has been thorny and painful, but in the end it was worthwhile, because the countries which chose to abolish the death penalty have decided to get rid of an inhuman sanction and totally inefficient sanction.